Praise God. Amen. You are listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Kingdom Concepts is a production of Kingdom Ministries. And I'd like to say thanks to all of the people who follow us at Kingdom Concepts Internet and Broadcast Ministry Facebook page, and to those who listen on Podomatic.com. That's Kingdom Ministries 1. Podomatic.com. And while you're on the internet, stop by and visit us at Kingdom Ministries on Facebook. Also, I'd like to thank all of you who listen on 1540 AM radio in Syracuse. A special blessing to all of you, and I pray that the favor and protection of God will rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are our protection and you are our shield. You are Almighty God. Lord, without you, we are just helpless sheep that are vulnerable to the devices of the wicked one. Lord, as we glorify you and honor you and magnify your name, and Lord, as we humble ourselves to you and repent for our sins and our transgressions, Lord, we pray that you would continue to provide for us and to protect us from the wiles of the devil, the wiles of the wicked ones, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit and give us the spirit of repentance and the spirit of worship, that we might seek your face rather than your hands all of time. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we reflect on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and think of the marvelous thing that he has done, the wonderful thing that God has done through his Son, through the Lamb of God, let us remember that we're not called to worship the Lord God in special times or special seasons. We're called to live our lives as a form of worship. We're called to love the Lord and to worship the Lord with every breath that we take. We should glorify Him. The scripture says that we'll be judged for every idle word that we speak. And if you have not heard that scripture before, you might find it interesting to meditate on that and to search that and see what is revealed to you. If you look at it in terms of being a servant, if you look at it in terms of belonging to God, what would you think that idle words were? If someone was serving me, if someone belonged to me, if I was a steward, if I had someone that was a steward in charge of my affairs, as we are called to be before God, if I were looking at a steward, someone in charge of my affairs, if I was looking at someone that belonged to me, a servant, I would consider things that they did outside of my interests idle. We may not many times think of ourselves as slaves. We might not many times think of ourselves as servants. But I would have to say that we will be brought into submission, to bondage. We will serve something. Our lives will go to a certain purpose, the work of our hands, the fruit of our lips, the inclinations of our hearts will all go to serve a purpose. And what is that purpose? Is it everlasting? Or is it vain and temporal? Obviously, God is the judge. And He judges our hearts. What is on the seat of our souls? Meaning, what is our innermost desire? What are our true intentions? What is it that we want to have our focus most on? What is it that we want to receive most in life? Is our focus on the things of this world and amassing these things more than it is on the will of God? Hallelujah. It's something to give some thought to. But as we reflect on what that God has done through Jesus Christ, let's go to the scripture and let's see why the Lord has done what He has done. Let's look in the book of John, chapter 3. And let's start at let's start at the beginning of the chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man could do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah. Amen. What just transpired? There was a man named Nicodemus, a learned man, a leader, a man that was over God's people. And he was seeking Jesus, and he came by nighttime to ask Jesus some questions about these things that he was seeing and he was hearing, these things that Jesus was doing, these things that were being manifested through Jesus among the people. And maybe he came at night because maybe he was creeping, if you will, and so that people wouldn't notice that he was coming to the Lord. How many of you know that sometimes it's hard to let someone know that you don't know something? You know, this world just has people in a situation and it has them in a mindset. It leads them to believe that it's weak to not know. And if you don't know, you have to put on a pretense and not let anyone know that you know and that you don't know. And sometimes when people are in these types of positions, you know, the last thing that they want to do is show a weakness or show that they don't understand something or know something. Or maybe it was a whole nother thing. Maybe he was coming by night to get to Jesus and he didn't want his colleagues to know that he was coming to Jesus and asking Jesus about these things. Maybe something inside of him was starting to believe, and he just had to know, and he just had to come to Jesus and ask Jesus. And sometimes we're in the same boat, aren't we? And we feel that pull inside. And we want to know, what is this thing? Who is this Jesus? What is the explanation for these things that people are claiming that are happening, these miracles that's happening in people's lives and this thing that I'm noticing about Jesus? Well, we can do like Nicodemus did. We can come to Jesus and we can ask him. We can go to him and in sincerity of heart and in humbleness, and we can ask him to reveal himself to us, to give us revelation, to teach us, to help us to understand who he is. And just like Jesus accepted Nicodemus at nighttime, he didn't tell him it was too late. He accepted him. And Jesus answered him. And when Jesus answered him, he spoke to Nicodemus. And he spoke to Nicodemus about the kingdom of God. And he was explaining to Nicodemus that there is a spiritual way of thinking and a spiritual way of living, that God has a kingdom, but you cannot see the kingdom unless you yourself have the right inclinations in your heart, unless you are able to separate the worldly from the spiritual, from the things of the world, from the things of God. And this is what Jesus is telling Nicodemus about being born again. And Nicodemus had a hard time understanding because his mind was steeped in the philosophies of men and the traditions of man. And he could not make the shift without starting all over. And being born again spiritually, and then having his spiritual eyes, his spiritual man, to be awakened, to be risen, to become aware of the things of God, the kingdom of God. And Jesus was explaining to Nicodemus that you can ask me these questions and I can speak to you and I can tell you, but you still won't understand. You still won't be able to process it because a man in the flesh cannot understand a man of the spirit. A person that operates in the flesh, in the worldly wisdom, in the ways of the world, that logic does not line up with the way that the kingdom of God operates. It does not line up with the way that a man or woman of the spirit will operate. So Jesus was telling Nicodemus, he had to ask Nicodemus, he said, aren't thou a master of Israel and you don't know these things? Amen. He was a master of Israel, and he still didn't get it. It's more than having education or worldly knowledge. That's not it. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's about being born again. It's about having a paradigm shift. It's about spiritually coming alive. As Jesus Christ died and rose again by the power of God, we can die to our own understanding, to the vanity, to the philosophies of man. And through the power of God, he can rise us up again, a new man, a new creature, with a new focus, a new outlook, filled with the Spirit. And we, our spiritual eyes can be opened to the things of God, to the kingdom of God. And it's by that death of the natural, fleshly, focused man, and the rebirth of that spiritual man, that resurrection of that spiritual man from that death of the fleshly man. It is through that resurrection of the spiritual man, by the power of God, because of the death the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That we are able to enter into the kingdom of God and receive the power that works through us. That we can receive the spiritual eyes and the spiritual understanding to become servants of God, to become those who have received eternal life, to be those who have escaped condemnation.